Good afternoon. This is Akashvani and I am Valsa Williams with the Midday News. The headlines. The Supreme Court stays its own order on new Aravali range definition, asks for expert panel report. The Apex Court stays Delhi High Court's order allowing suspension of Sanger's life sentence in Unnao rape case. Dense fog engulfs several parts of northern India, disrupts flight and train operations, 64 flights cancelled. 13 people killed and 98 injured after a passenger train derails in Mexico. And in chess, India's Arjun Eregesi and Koneru Hampi win bronze in the 2025 FIDE World Rapid Championship in Doha, Qatar. The Supreme Court has stayed its own order issued on the 20th of November on Aravali Hills and Aravali Range definition. The Cassation Bench of the Chief Justice Suryakant and Justices J.K. Maheshwari and A.G. Masih has also ordered the formation of a new expert committee to examine issues that require to be examined in terms of the definition of Aravalis. In its ruling today, the Supreme Court said clarifications are necessary on the definitions approved earlier and the direction of the Apex Court in the 20th November verdict be kept in abeyance. It said there are issues that will require clarification. The court has also issued notice to the centre and the four Aravali states, Rajasthan, Gujarat, Delhi and Haryana, seeking their response to its Sewamoto case on the issue. On Saturday, the Supreme Court took Sewamoto cognizance of concerns surrounding the definition of the Aravali range amid mounting criticism from environmentalists and opposition parties over its potential impact on the fragile mountain ecosystem. The development follows objections to the centre's newly notified definition of the Aravali mountain range, which is based on a 100-metre height criterion. On December the 24th, the Union Ministry of Environment, Forest and Climate Change had also issued directions to the states for a complete ban on the grant of any new mining leases in the Aravalis. This prohibition applies uniformly across the entire Aravali landscape and is intended to preserve the integrity of the range. The Supreme Court today stayed the Delhi High Court's order that had suspended the life sentence of expelled BJP leader Kuldeep Singh Sengar in the 2017 Unnao rape case, ensuring he remains in jail. A vacation bench led by Justice Suryakant, the Justices J.K. Maheshwari and Augustine George Masih issued notice to Mr. Sengar, seeking his response on the CBI's plea challenging the High Court order. Solicitor General Tushar Mehta, appearing for the CBI, urged the bench to stay the High Court order. The bench said it would examine the matter as it required consideration. It said Mr. Sengar shall not be released from custody following the High Court's 23rd December order. Substantial questions of law arise for consideration in the matter, the bench said, and posted the matter for hearing after 4 weeks. Earlier, the High Court had suspended the jail term of Mr. Sengar, who was serving life imprisonment in the Unnao rape case, saying he had already served 7 years and 5 months in prison. The Vikasit Bharat Guarantee for Rozgar and Ajivika Mission Grameen Vikasit Bharat G. Ramji Act is likely to make most of the state's net gainers of 17,000 crore rupees as compared to the average allocation of the last 7 years. The Act has replaced the 20-year-old Mahatma Gandhi National Rural Employment Guarantee Act 2005. According to a research report by the State Bank of India, SBI, the Act will improve overall fund distribution to states. Our correspondent has filed this report.
The SBI research report highlighted that the restructuring of the earlier MG Narega through the Viksit Bharat G. Ramji framework seeks to integrate transformative practices and strategies. The focus will be laid on addressing challenges related to competitive project identification, productive asset creation, enhanced income generation, and an efficient monitoring mechanism. Authored by SBI Chief Economic Advisor Dr. Soumyakanti Ghosh, the report pointed out that the Act aims to address structural weaknesses while strengthening employment generation, transparency, planning and accountability at all levels. During the recently concluded winter session, the Parliament had passed the Viksit Bharat G. Ramji Bill. President Draupadi Murmu has also given her assent to the Viksit Bharat G. Ramji Bill 2025. The Act guarantees 125 days of wage employment per rural household from previous 100 days, With Ankit Kumar's report, Shagun Chopra, Akashwani News.
Union Agriculture Minister Shivraj Singh Chauhan will participate in the state-level Farmers' Day program today in Gochar, Chamoli district, Uttarakhand. Earlier yesterday, the state agriculture minister, Ganesh Joshi, inspected arrangements at the venue. He stated that the program will provide a platform for direct interaction with farmers. The event will also be broadcast live across all 95 development blocks of the state. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has called upon states to encourage manufacturing, boost ease of doing business, and make India a global services giant. Mr. Modi said soon India would be launching the National Manufacturing Mission, and every state must give this top priority and create infrastructure to attract global companies. The Prime Minister said this while addressing the 5th National Conference of Chief Secretaries in New Delhi, which concluded yesterday. The 3-day conference began on the 26th of this month on the theme of human capital for Vikasit Bharat. Commerce and Industry Minister Piyush Goyal today said that 100% Australian tariff lines will be zero duty for Indian exports from the 1st of January next year. He said this will unlock fresh opportunities for labour-intensive sectors. On the third anniversary of the India-Australia Economic Cooperation and Trade Agreement, Mr. Goyal said the agreement has delivered sustained export growth, deeper market access and stronger supply chain resilience over the past 3 years. President Draupadi Murmu today attended the centenary celebrations of Old Cheeky script of Santhali language at Dishom Jaharthan in Karandid area of Jamshedpur, Jharkhand. The president traditionally worshipped at Jaharthan and also garlanded the bust-sized statue of Pandit Raghunath Murmu, who is considered the father of Old Cheeky script. Speaking at the 22nd Parsi Mahasanthali Sammelan in her mother language Santhali, the president applauded the efforts of converting the constitution in Santhali language and Old Cheeky script. She said she would be happy if translation tools and AI applications are also developed in Old Cheeky script. This is Akashwani giving you the news. For quick news updates round the clock, follow us on our X handle at AIR News Alerts, and for details of stories and more, log on to our website www.newsonair.gov.in and download News on AIR app. Welcome back to the Midday News. Dense fog has engulfed several parts of northern India, disrupting flight and train operations. According to the Delhi Division of Railways, around 18 Delhi-bound trains are running more than 3 hours late. The weather has also affected air travel. As per the Delhi Airport, 64 flights have been cancelled today due to the foggy weather. Meanwhile, the Civil Aviation Ministry has issued a passenger advisory urging passengers to stay updated through airlines' official communication channels. Airlines including Air India, IndiGo and SpiceJet have advised travellers to keep a check on their flight status before heading to the airport. The India Meteorological Department, IMD, has made a forecast that dense to very dense fog will continue over the next 2 days in parts of Punjab, Haryana, Chandigarh, Delhi, Uttar Pradesh, Himachal Pradesh and Bihar. Talking exclusively to Akashwani News, IMD senior scientist Dr. R.K. Jainamani said visibility over these states is likely to be ranging between 0 to 50 metres. Dr. Jainamani said foggy weather conditions over northern part of the country will significantly reduce from the 1st of January. He said an active western disturbance is likely to impact Jammu and Kashmir, Himachal Pradesh and Uttarakhand on Wednesday, which may cause snowfall.
Dense fog to very dense fog during night and morning hour, likely to continue for 30th morning and 31st morning, and the visibility likely to 0 and 50 meter all over Punjab, Haryana and also parts of Delhi and west Uttar Pradesh. Also isolated places for east Uttar Pradesh, Bihar and Jharkhand and Gangetic, West Bengal, Southern West Bengal, Northeast India for 30 and 31st morning. The forecast is that an active western disturbance likely to impact the state like Jammu Kashmir, the Western Himalayan state, Himachal Pradesh, Uttarakhand from 31st, and because of that snowfall we expect or we forecasted for 31st and 1st for Jammu Kashmir and Himachal Pradesh.
In the run-up to New Year's celebrations, Delhi Traffic Police has intensified enforcement measures across the national capital to ensure road safety and prevent accidents caused by drunken driving. Senior officers are personally supervising enforcement activities and additional forces have been deployed at vulnerable points. During these intensified checks, around 14,000 each allowance for overspeeding and more than 5,000 for red light jumping were issued. Delhi Police has appealed to all citizens to celebrate responsibly, strictly avoid drunken driving, follow traffic rules and cooperate with police personnel on duty. In Mexico, at least 13 people were killed and 98 injured after a passenger train on interoceanic corridor of Isthmus of Tehuantepec derailed on the Salina Cruz Coatzacoalcos route. The Mexican Navy said the train was carrying about 250 passengers. Of the injured, 36 remain hospitalized, while others suffered minor injuries. 139 passengers are out of danger. The Navy deployed 360 personnel, ambulances, air support vehicles and a drone for rescue operations and is investigating the cause. U.S. President Donald Trump has expressed willingness for a trilateral meeting with Russian President Vladimir Putin and Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky to advance peace talks between Russia and Ukraine. Speaking to media after his bilateral meeting with Mr. Zelensky yesterday at Mar-a-Lago, the U.S. President said Mr. Putin supports such peace talks and he had a detailed conversation over phone with the Russian leader before the meeting, which he described as productive. Mr. Trump also said they discussed a proposed 20-point peace plan, security guarantees and possible territorial compromises to end the conflict. In chess, India's Arjun Erigesi and Koneru Hampi won the bronze medals in the men's and women's sections respectively, as Magnus Carlsen and Alexandra Goryachkina won the titles in the 2025 FIDE World Rapid and Women's World Rapid Championships played in Doha, Qatar yesterday. Carlsen finished with 10.5 points to claim his sixth World Rapid Chess title with Vladislav Artemiev Erigesi, Hans Moek Nieman and Lina Dominguez Perez, finishing tied second with 9.5 points at the end of the 13 rounds. Hampi claimed the bronze in the Women's World Rapid Chess Championship in addition to the gold medal she has already won twice in 2019 and 2024. The 17th Junior Rollball National Championship will commence from today at the Maulana Azad Stadium Skating Rink in Jammu. Around 600 players and officials from 26 states and union territories will participate in the championship. The national level event is aimed at promoting rollball among youth and strengthening the sports culture in the region. Organizers said the championship reflects Jammu's growing profile as a hub for major sporting events. Benchmark domestic equity indices, the Sensex and the Nifty, were trading over 0.4% down in afternoon trade today. The Sensex slipped 384 points to 84,658, while the Nifty dipped 110 points to 25,933 when reports last came in. Barring media, all other sectoral indices were trading in the negative zone. In the broader market at the Bombay Stock Exchange, the mid-cap index fell over 0.6% and the small cap index shed 0.8% a short while ago. On Prime Minister Narendra Modi raising the issue of antimicrobial resistance in his Mann Ki Baat program, Indian Council of Medical Research Director General Dr. Rajiv Behel has said that antibiotics should only be used when needed and prescribed by doctors. Talking to reporters in New Delhi today, Mr. Behel said overuse or irrational use of antibiotics for infections like pneumonia can lead to resistance, making them less effective. And now before we end the bulletin, the headlines once again. The Supreme Court stays its own order on new Aravali range definition, asks for expert panel report. The Apex Court stays Delhi High Court's order allowing suspension of Singer's life sentence in Unnao rape case. Dense fog engulfs several parts of northern India, disrupts flight and train operations, 64 flights cancelled. 13 people killed and 98 injured after a passenger train derails in Mexico. And in chess, India's Arjun Erigesi and Koneru Hampi win bronze in the 2025 FIDE World Rapid Championship in Doha, Qatar. And with that, we end the midday news.